And, you know, you brought up the issue of watch and wait and also the trial with Cleveland Clinic. And I was interested, too, about the concept of what I would call treatment holidays. I don't know if you necessarily call it that, but I think there's a study out there looking at that. And I'm just kind of curious, is that a strategy that you employ in your practice, just holding off therapy, even if the patient's tolerating well and giving them a break?
After they've started, we have patients that have very major responses. They're almost complete responses. And in that setting, each time you see one of these patients, you're doing a calculation of what their cost is in terms of side effects, usually chronic side effects versus disease control. And in a patient that's had a protracted period of disease control, not necessarily a major response or a major response, I think you're more inclined to say, you know, we can back off therapy and give you a holiday. And they used to go to the travel agent, now they go to Expedia. And instead of seeing the oncologist, they can see the travel agent or the internet.
Interesting. And again, you know, this has been heavily debated for a long time in colorectal cancer, and even actually, if you think about it, in prostate cancer with intermittent androgen deprivation. But what does it take to have you reinstitute therapy? Any regrowth, or do you know, will you let it go for a while?
I don't think anyone really knows the answer to that question. If I see a doubling in what I think is the volume of disease, that's a signal to me that the patient needs to restart. A new lesion in a particular space is also an issue. If they develop their first bone or brain met, they're obviously restarting. Otherwise, I think it's very much in the eye of the beholder, whether that's the patient or the oncologist or both.